First today, the owners of Fakari White Island have confirmed they are among those charged in relation to last year's deadly eruption. Yesterday, the Health and Safety Authority WorkSafe charged 10 organisations and 3 individuals over the eruption. The island is owned by the Buttle family through Fakari Management Limited, and its 3 directors, James, Peter and Andrew Buttle, have confirmed they are the 3 individuals charged. White Island Tours and Volcanic Air Safaris both say they're facing charges, and GNS Science and the National Emergency Management Agency have also waived name suppression. WorkSafe says the Fakari White Island explosion was a tragedy that was unexpected but not unforeseeable. There were 47 people on the island when the volcano erupted, and 22 of them were killed or died later of their injuries. WorkSafe's chief executive Phil Parks says visitors to the island would have expected all the companies to have had health and safety in mind.
This deeply tragic event was unexpected, but that does not mean it was unforeseeable. The victims, both workers and visitors alike, all had a reasonable expectation that they could go to the island knowing that those organisations involved had done all they were required to do to look after their health and safety. But had they? That's the question WorkSafe was mandated to investigate. After the largest and most complex investigation WorkSafe has ever undertaken, we have concluded that 13 parties did not meet their obligations and should face charges in court. Today, my team has filed charges in Auckland District Council against 10 organisations and 3 individuals under the Health and Safety at Work Act. The 10 organisations are each charged that they failed to do what was reasonably practicable to ensure the health and safety of workers, and in this case, visitors. If convicted, these organisations could each face a maximum fine of $1.5 million. The 3 individuals each face a single charge that, as officers of the company, they failed to exercise due diligence in ensuring that the organisation was meeting its health and safety obligations. If convicted, these individuals could each face a maximum fine of $300,000.
Phil Parks from WorkSafe there. He wouldn't be drawn on the organisations or people who've been charged. Some have identified themselves. A recap of that. The companies and individuals who have so far said they have been charged are Fakari Management Limited, a private company associated with the family ownership of the island. The 3 directors of that company, James, Peter and Andrew Buttle. Also White Island Tours, which ran boat tours to the island, Volcanic Air Safaris, running helicopter tours to the island, the National Emergency Management Agency and also GNS Science.